Well, yourself, when you left school, you said you went into business. What business did you go into?
Well, in 1944-45, when I finished high school, as far as I went, I went to work for the Imperial Optical Company and Consolidated Optical Company in manufacturing lenses as an optician. My folks, my two elder brothers were Rennie and Rudy, and they were both musicians and lived in Trail. My brother Rennie, being the elder, was very active in the union, as my mother was. She was very active in the CCF party in Alberta and here. And are you okay?
Yep.
Anyway, they because my brother Rudy and my brother Rennie were both musicians, they talked the folks into on the very property we're sitting on. We just lived about two blocks up the street in our family house to go into the actually a dance hall, because you got to remember there were no cabarets and restaurants really, so it was to be a dance hall. So the folks put that together because of Rennie and Rudy were musicians, and we would have a dance hall. Simultaneous with that came to the end of the war, 1945-46, and Mama and Papa, being old country French, they said, well, you're going to go out and learn a little business. So Rudy and I, Rennie wasn't here yet, I might mention, he was coaching hockey and had a hockey team in Trail Smoke Eaters and Nelson Maple Leafs, and then he went to Spokane, had the first professional hockey team in Spokane. And then things didn't work out and actually went broke in professional hockey after the war. Rudy and the mom and dad, we started the Gay Paree right here on an acre and a half of property. And we were farmed out, as you'd say, go to the farm team to learn from the restaurant guru of the time, and it certainly has had a great impact in the city and the areas, what Nat Bailey of the White Spot. So Rudy and I both worked for the White Spot. And because of the transition happening right after the war, it became apparent that dance halls were, the dead as a dodo, as the old saying goes. So it became a banquet facility. We weren't really ever in the restaurant business till the mid-50s. Another 8 years went to go by, and 7 years. And then we began, the Gay Paree lasted until 1976 when... when my parents, and unfortunately in a short period of time, both my brothers died early and my mom and dad, and consequently I changed to Severance because we went to full line restaurant and banquets and nightclub. So this has been my roots right from high school across the street to here. I haven't gone too far.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's why I'm talking to you. Yeah. Somebody told me that you had this strong rootedness.
Yeah.
And then when did you change? It was changed to Severance. When did you change it to Diego's?
Well, in 1985, I'm 62 years of age now, in the late 50s. If we recall, we came out of an economy that was a little soft in 82-83, and I just wasn't prepared to, didn't have the dollars, didn't have the dollars to go and make the changes to keep up with the guys, so I elected to sell half of the business to Paul and Shirley Schmier, who had a company in the game out of professional hockey, and then I was planning to be out completely, and I really didn't want Severance, and it's my own personal, it's an identity with me, of course. And Paul had played hockey in San Diego, and he liked the American, that Diego type thing, so it's Diego's is San Diego's, and there is a Diego in restaurant and bar in San Diego. And it turned out the total sale didn't come to fruition. So I'm still the equal owner, and for tomorrow, as an expression, turn the page. Mm-hmm.